Hello, everybody. Jonah Hart, No Maker, One Day at a Time. Nikki with you. We are actually on week 29. Week 29, Monday, week 29. Today's one-liner is, you ready for it? Ka-ka. And why is that? Because our one-liners are meant to create a space for you to step into. Don't forget that. So I'll share with you what ka-ka, the space of ka-ka is, so that when it shows up, you can just, with no mind, in other words, there's nothing for the mind to glom onto, grasp onto. When you use ka-ka and you recognize that ka-ka is just what it is, and you just can throw it all in that little bucket, that keeps it real simple. It keeps the mind out of it. That's the whole point of keep it simple, stupid. Kiss. Kiss, as they said in our beautiful AA. Also, another thing that has shown up to be very important about the ka-ka. So ka-ka is a cobweb of owies. You don't know where it starts or where it ends. Okay? It's just a cobweb of owies. And when that shows up, Eckhart calls that the pain body. Okay? So that's the owies. That's the pain body. Just know that. Breathe through it. Those are the walking through the eye of a needle portion of the program. And you're just going to breathe through those, okay? So let's get into it. So ka-ka is the cobweb of owies. Eckhart calls it the pain body. I'm just bringing the association to you because it doesn't matter what we call it. If his works better, go for it. If the one we're using here works better, you go for it. If they all work, because for me they all work, then use them all. Use what works and leave the rest. That's how this works. So ka-ka, that cobweb of owies, is everything you did and will do knowing you shouldn't. And shouldn't comes from the mind. Because the mind says that, oh, that shouldn't be that way. This shouldn't be that way. However, here, we want to keep it simple. Okay? So we know that's everything we did do from the past, everything we may probably will do in the future, because, you know, the mind wants to hold on to that stuff. So if we know that that's going to happen, we can let go of that. And that's that cobweb of owies. That's going to show up during our 90 days, whether we want it to or not. So we're just going to allow the natural course of events to happen now, as opposed to continuing an illusion due to the fact that you are in your mind about it all, as opposed to being actually present and accounted for. That experience, moving from not being present and believing I was wholeheartedly, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh no, you could not, I would just over and over and over say that, and yet the area that we are speaking about with regards to being present, having presence, noticing, sensing, allowing, acceptance. We have lots of words for that. One thing I can share with you about it as an experience for me as a human being in this world It is very natural. I had no idea how natural it was until I actually stepped out of the conditioning of the mind. Or I stepped out of my particular conditioned mind, how I was wired. And I'm continuing to step out of that conditioned mind. Or not. I don't know what will happen in the future. At this point, I have no idea. I can honestly say that, and I am not attached to whatever it looks like. What I can tell you is just for today, for right now, what's happening is pretty precious, pretty amazing. I suggest it highly for everyone. It's the best gift you could ever give yourself. There's nothing better than this. And the happiness that we all long for is in this 90 days. Should you be willing to be willing to give it all you've got? So you have to go listen to the podcast, Willing to Be Willing. I'm going to also do a new updated version. I have to do the new updated versions. Here's what you're to get, or just notice, or see if you notice you've already experienced it, or you're in and out, floating in and out of the experience. What there is for you to get is that you did the best you could with the information you had at the time. You did the best you could with the information you had at the time. So definitely, definitely no make wrong when the mind takes you to the past. And of course, anything toward the future, because it has a tendency to say, oh, you're not going to do it because your past is so awful and blah, 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 and on it goes. The insanity goes on and on and on and on. So no make wrong, no make wrong, no make wrong, no make wrong. And remember, kaka is the sense of shame. It's that cobweb of owies. You can get it right there. Oof, shame, guilt, anger, remorse, not feeling good enough. For me, I was a worthless piece of shit. That's what it felt like in my body. That I was a worthless piece of shit. And I, you know, I'm no different than you guys. Nobody is. Yeah, I felt like I was a worthless piece of shit. You know, it's the thing in the pit of your stomach. That's the owie or the yuck. Ugh, right? That cobweb of owies. Yuck. And kaka is your internal guidance system. That yuck again, right? The yuck trying to provide you with valuable information. Now, you don't have to make that mean something. It doesn't. I have experienced, and so have others, that out of the blue, these experiences show up, and next thing you know, you're having an eye of a needle moment, and you're walking through it out of nowhere. You learn to be okay with that. For many, many reasons. I'll go into those reasons later, but for right now, just know that yuck and yum are neutral. Kaka, ugh, ugh. It feels awful, right? Ugh, deep down to your being so awful that some people want to commit suicide. That's how awful it feels. And I'm saying that doesn't have to happen. I gotcha. I've been there. I've felt that. So just see if you can notice that yuck. Just call it caca. And know it's your internal guidance system just providing you with valuable information. It's when you're able to take in the information and notice and allow that pain to be there, because you always want to remember you've already been through the worst. I told myself that over and over and over and over and over and over again. I reminded myself of that over and over again. I've already been through the worst part. I can move to this now. And if I can, you can. I certainly have faith in that. Okay, so let it give you valuable information. And keep noticing with no make wrong and no labeling or no meaning. Don't make any meaning out of it. No mind, no meaning, no make wrong, okay? By staying with it, you will allow it to dissipate. And that's a yum. That is a yum. And next thing you know, you feel integrated. That's my experience, okay? For me, I feel mature and integrated. My reactions no longer take over me. It's always what I've known of myself and could not control in myself. And now I don't have to control anything. Seriously, just simply noticing it has given me the most power in my life I've ever known. I'm so grateful that I spent my whole life noticing every single thing happening. I'm so grateful. So, okay, guys, so just keep playing the game. Keep playing the game. Keep playing the game. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. So keeping it simple so the mind doesn't have anything to take on or make it mean anything. We know that caca is a cobweb of owies, okay? We're going to use no make wrong. Caca is just another word for yuck, okay, in many ways. But when we say caca, it just kind of gives it a little bit more of what comes along with the sense of shame and guilt and anger and not good enough that we feel. Okay, when we're spiraling out, when the egoic identity is taken over, and next thing you know, you're coming out of it and you're so remorseful. Okay? No make wrong. You're learning something new. Give yourself a break. Somebody you love would be going through this and you knew they were giving it their all, you'd support them. So support it. Okay? Talk to you later. Bye.